We are here, goddammit, for Ism Radio. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq, and I'm here with my lovely, lovely, lovely co-host. Let me put on something slow. Let me put on something a little slow. Hey! What about black on black crime?
What about it? No, what's going on?
All right, so we're here. Let me put on some Mackie music. We trying to Instagram. We trying to do all types of things. Here, let me, where's my Mackie
music? Way too much.
I know we're doing the most here. Okay, where we at? I can't hear my Mackie music. Hold on, goddammit. Here we go. There we go.
Sorry, your feedback now.
Yeah. All right, where's that? Is that over here?
It got it.
Okay, I know. I'm thinking it's brief fucking up. It's moi.
See? Hey! He always trying to talk.
I know. I'm always blaming shit on Bree.
Damn, Bree the fall guy.
I know. What the fuck you doing over there, Bree?
Why your titty so big? Everything's her fault.
I know. Oh, so we got Layla over here. What's going on, Layla?
Hi, I'm great. It's hot, but yes, I'm doing great.
Yes, indeed. And we have Miss Bree over here with the animal prints.
Yes.
What do they say?
What?
What do this animal say?
What
is, what
is
that?
It a cat?
Is it a
cat?
A cheetah?
Is it a cat?
What
it's
is
a
it?
Cheetah, right?
A bobcat?
Rare. Like a roar. I don't know. Okay.
I'm too grown and too manly to be making cat sounds in
shut
this moment.
Cut it out.
Man, so we're here. Everybody, y'all saw the Ism Radio travel show, the first episode. Everybody loves it.
It was a surprise to us.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Me and Bree didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, it was kind of, it sprung up on him.
If I had a Nerf gun, I'd take his ass right now.
Bree texted me like, did you know this was coming out? I was like, hell no.
Yeah.
I text you.
It was so reckless. It was so good.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching it like as the audience.
Yeah. It was really good. It was very entertaining. We got to talk about New Orleans, man.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that wasn't shown, like us eating all that good fucking food. Man,
for it took me back when I seen that. I was like, I want to go back now.
Yeah. The voodoo shop was real fun.
Yeah.
The sister, she was very funny.
She really was.
A real, real good lady. Priestess Miriam. Mm-hmm. Were y'all scared in the shop, Logi? I wasn't. Bree looked like, not Bree, but Layla looked like she was kind of.
At first, I don't know. Like, I don't like lightweight, though.
Yeah.
But a little bit, just because I'm not that knowledgeable.
Yeah.
When you don't know something, you tend to be a little bit scared. But once I got there and I like got some knowledge and she told me her background, I was like, this is dope.
Yeah.
Like, I love this. Yeah. I wasn't scared at all. Yeah. I didn't want to leave.
And I really enjoyed the Circle Food Store. I like the fact that the brother had that. It's a huge store. It's a real big store.
Yeah, it didn't look as big on the show. It's huge.
Yeah.
Like the size of a damn Kroger.
Yeah. What were y'all getting? Y'all were getting snacks and fruit. What were y'all getting
fruit
in there?
Fruit.
Yeah.
Wrap snacks?
Yeah,
no,
we
I didn't want no wrap snacks.
Yeah, wrap snacks, fruit,
I think
honey
I
buns.
Ate a couple of wrap snacks.
Yeah, I did.
For the crew.
Yeah. I was looking for fruit and pineapples.
Oh, my God.
You got to keep clean on the inside.
But yeah, and
what was the owner's name? Dwayne? What was his name? I can't think of another.
He told Layla interviewed him.
I know.
She was like, I'm Layla, by the way.
Yeah. And some people were saying, he looked like he wasn't into it. No, he had just woke up. Remember?
Yeah,
because
just woke
right,
up.
Yeah, because we went to the store and he lived around the corner somewhere, so we had to wake him up. And he was like, "Do I need to put on a suit or something?" So,
So he
just kind of got up. So he just woke up, and he was a real good dude.
He was so nice and so humble.
Absolutely.
And so he's a great guy.
Absolutely. And I really enjoyed the brothers and sisters over at Egos.
Oh, my favorite.
That couple, I love them. Brandon and what was her name?
Ashley
Unique, right. Yeah, beautiful couple.
Yeah.
And the shop was real fly, very classy. The people were real good there.
But that food on Half Shell on the Bayou.
Man.
Lord have
that's
mercy.
My favorite street.
Man.
If you are going to New Orleans, I tell everybody, you have to go to this restaurant. And then he'll say, like, on weekends and certain days, like, they'll be packed to the max. They'll have a really long wait.
Yeah.
He was a trip, too. I love his personality.
Yeah, he was real good, dude.
He was so cool and down to earth.
But that food is bomb.
Off the damn chain.
I have a whole new look for New Orleans because I feel like New Orleans doesn't really.
Why do you say New Orleans like that?
What? Who am I saying?
How she say it? How she say it?
You don't hear it?
No, how she say it?
She say New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Like she from New Orleans.
Well, no, my family. You know my family is from there.
No, I ain't know that. Yeah. You told me you was from the Valley.
No, no. Okay, originally my family, before they moved to LA, that's where they from.
A lot of folks family.
Yeah, like we even have.
Country bunking.
We-
no, I'm just kidding.
We have family reunions out there, and that's why I was so shocked because I never used to want to go. I'm like, I ain't going. I was a kid, though. And I'm like, I don't want to go. I'll sit this one out, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I love it. I loved it.
Yeah, the vibe was real good. And just to show a different side of New Orleans, because a lot of times when people see New Orleans,
crime.
It's crime. It's niggas with 80 gold teeth looking crazy.
Right, right.
It ain't nothing wrong
or
with
the Essence team. Fest. Or,
yeah.
Right.
So a lot of folks were shocked. They were in the chat room saying, hey, man, I didn't know black folks was doing it like this in New Orleans.
They are.
It's beautiful.
They're doing
there.
It better than they're doing it out here.
Yes,
I
indeed.
Tell you that.
Yes, they are.
They are. For damn
yes,
sure.
They are. Yes, they are.
They are.
One thing I really wish we could have showed us eating them damn cupcakes. At the Cupcake Fairy.
I know.
Did y'all get those?
The
double stuffed cupcakes?
They call it
fairy cakes.
Fairy cakes.
Did you have one, Bree?
I did.
Man, we know you did. You had about two.
Man, them shits was off the goddamn chain.
With your sweet tooth.
I know. My
he
God.
He stuck two in his pocket. I was like, three, really? No. No, he was like going in.
They were really sweet too.
They were real good ladies.
Invite us back, New Orleans.
Yeah.
For another meet and greet. Look, I'm
sorry.
I'm coming back to eat. I don't want to meet nobody else.
Yes,
I want to eat.
Yes,
I want to meet and eat. I want to meet and eat.
Yeah, yeah. Every dish we had down there was off the chain. And the next episode's coming out next week, and that one's going to be in Atlanta. Nigga, we had a ball in Atlanta. We had a good.
I'm excited to see Atlanta. Y'all, my dress ripped it. I ain't gonna tell y'all.
Oh yeah, don't tell.
Do we show that?
I hope not.
Yes, we did.
What happened with
Bree's dress ripped? Okay, that's a sneak peek. A sneak little preview.
When did it rip? Where were we?
We was in Atlanta. We was going to Day One Radio.
Okay.
To the radio interview, and she
got out of the car, and my dress ripped down.
Her whole
the crack of my butt.
She didn't have no drawers on.
Oh,
dang,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Did we wrap a coat around you or something?
I lowered my backpack. So
I remember now. Yeah, yeah. She was out there. Bree was out there slanging crack. All through Atlanta.
I'm like, Layla, you posed me my eyes. Like, you ain't seen that I had a hole.
I was looking.
I did not know my dress was ripped for like 7 minutes. And we were walking with like five dudes.
Yeah.
And I had no action in a long time. I was just trying to entertain myself.
I knew it.
man. But yeah, Atlanta next week, man. It's going to be a great episode. And again, go to check out Ism Radio Travel Show online, and you guys are going to really enjoy it. And if you're in New Orleans, go to those businesses today.
Yes.
All of those black businesses we went to, go to them today. You have no excuse.
You were getting so much props online, too. They was like, damn, Tariq, you really showcasing these black businesses. This is a great thing to do in the community, and
absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely.
It really, really is. We should keep this thing going.
We should keep it going. For absolutely. Real. Go back on the road. We
D.C. D.C.
People
keep saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
About D.C.
Layla, what else is happening in the news?
Okay, speaking of black people and black businesses and doing things like that, we all know LeBron James just opened up a brand new school.
Shout out to LeBron.
Man, it's called the I Promise School. It's in his hometown of Akron, Ohio. He really decided to do it because he wanted something. He said he missed a lot of days of school in like the fourth grade.
Really?
He said due to like his living conditions, he missed a lot of school. And these are all the things that he's actually implicating in his school. So free tuition, first of all.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Free uniforms, free bicycles with the helmet, free transportation within 2 miles, free breakfast, lunch, and snacks. Food pantry for families, GED and job placement for the parents, and also this is the best one: guaranteed tuition to the University of Akron for every student that graduates.
Wow,
he's paying their tuition.
Wow, man,
for every student. That's
hats
crazy.
Off to that dude, man. That's how you do it.
Man,
that's why I ain't got none but respect for that.
Real black
all
business.
Day, real black business, man. We all athletes should be on that type of thing.
Exactly.
Definitely.
All black athletes should be on that instead of that Dak Prescott coon shit.
Mm-hmm.
You dig?
He has a beautiful black wife. He's
yes,
just,
absolutely.
I love LeBron.
Yeah,
he's
doing it.
And I'm one of those. I'm not a LeBron fan.
Mm. So why not?
just because I don't care for his personality when he's playing ball.
Oh, okay.
The flopping and all of that type of shit. Like, everybody say, oh, that's a part of the game now. He's just playing the game the way they play it now. But I don't care for that. Like, I'm an MJ fan, right?
Yeah.
But so once this came up, this completely changed my mind.
So I know you're Chicago's fan, but let's talk but Dennis Rodman, when he was with the Bulls, his ass used to flop like a motherfucker. Dennis Rodman?
Yeah.
He'd be all, hit me in my mouth. Foul. 3-point game. So
I
that nigga would
Michael
flop
Jordan, his.
You know, his teammates would flop like a motherfucker.
But so naturally, it made me compare the two. And I'm having this conversation with somebody, and they're like, well, Michael Jordan never did nothing like that. And there's like there's rumor that he funded private prisons. Michael Jordan.
It's a rumor. Nobody can really verify. But Michael Jordan he's done some real funny style shit.
I've
heard a lot. What do you mean, butter biscuit shit? Or just.
Kinda, just to make, yeah, yeah, I've to heard make a lot dollar. Of stories about Michael Jordan being
really?
Real funny style. Wow. Like the butter biscuit. He has a Nike Coon train. I've heard a lot of things, but I don't want to go. You know, it's a lot of stuff.
It's just real. What
I want to know is, does this make him more LeBron, more of a GOAT? Like, do you know? Do that put him in a higher?
Yeah,
and it does automatically.
Yeah.
Automatically, you can't take away from what he's doing for his own community.
So I'll put LeBron in the same category with like a Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson does a lot of stuff. So Magic is that dude. So he's on that level, which they should be on that level. They should be doing stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Hats off to him. That's the best news I've seen in all year. Like, literally.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
And it was so quiet because, honestly, I literally didn't care anything about it.
But y'all see how he got the glasses on with the tie.
Yeah, he's all astute.
He got his line in. Come on, LeBron.
Man.
I like how he kept it quiet and just like, bam.
Just did it.
Scoop.
That's how you got to do it. You just got to do that shit. Don't talk about it forever.
I love that.
And it's all set up. The teachers are hired. Like, you can just tell the staff is there. The kids are ready. It's going to be a good
He's going to have third and fourth grade first. It's only going to be third and fourth grade. And then he says as the school progresses, he's going to, add more grades. So right now it's just third and fourth.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Because those are very pivotal years for children anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because when kids get around the third or fourth grade, they get into these schools and these white teachers be funneling them into special ed. And it's real funny style shit. So that's very good that he's doing that.
I love that.
Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
And more Black excellence news.
Yeah.
Egyptian Musk debuted on the Billboard.
Yes.
Today at 18.
No, 19. 19 on the Heat Seekers chart.
Oh, I'm trying to give you.
I'm trying to throw it up. There you go. But dude, our album is on the damn Billboard chart.
You got to put it in the universe. I told y'all he was a pop. He's our pop star.
Man.
Pop star.
So we're celebrities now. We act accordingly.
We are celebrities by association.
I know, man. Right? But yeah, kudos. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Like, were you expecting this?
When Billboard actually called me a few days ago, and they were like acting shocked. They hit me up like, "Hey, what label are you with?" I'm like, "None." And like, who's distributing this album? Because they were shocked that it was selling so much.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were like,
"Wait a minute." So if it's on Billboard, you can literally be a part of the Billboard Music Awards.
I think I can. Yeah, I can get an award.
Like, you can be nominated.
Yeah, I can get a Billboard. Yeah. Hey, look, everybody.
You gotta go look for your suit jacket right now.
Nigga, y'all gotta help me find some gators. Yes. All right.
Please go continue to buy it so we can go get Tariq to the Billboard.
Can I have y'all as the background dancers?
Of course.
Oh, that's gonna be off the chain.
I'm ready. Let's go do a routine, Bree.
Egyptian Musk. We gonna make up a mink slide.
And no Bree's luck. She get on stage and her dress split again, and all her coochie is all out on the BET Awards.
No.
That's good ratings though.
I know.
Y'all always trying to send me out. What's up?
That's insane though, and I love about Tariq, because Tariq is so cool with. He's like, yeah, he ain't like
it,
yeah.
It came out.
He's so modest with it.
Yeah,
I'm like, well,
he
don't
even tell us stuff, y'all. We
he does not.
There's so much stuff be happening so fast. You dig? I'm very proud of that. Because it's an independent record. That's the thing. And it's very difficult for independent records to get on like that. But people like the album so much, and I really appreciate it. That's very humbling that people would really gravitate towards it like that.
So
the next, we got to do some remixes.
And
I got to get y'all to rap. Bree can flow. Bree can flow.
She don't like to,
but Bree can flow.
Come on, Bree.
You dig?
Let's do it. Satisfying. What's your next single going to be?
I don't know. What should be the next single?
I love Satisfying. I'm sorry. Satisfying. That's my favorite.
I don't know. A lot of folks like satisfying. A lot
really?
Of women. Let's bust.
Let's do it.
Hold on. I can't spell for shit right now. with one finger. Hold on. Let's get some satisfying freestyle. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, no.
That girl, whoever you got singing in the background, she's dope.
Oh, that's my girl, KT. Yeah, she sung background on a lot of songs on the album. Yeah, and she's thorough. So let's get Rogue.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, here we go, Rogue. The remix.
Oh, my God. I got a freestyle.
Right here on 92.3. Oh, mix line. Go, Rogue.
I'm looking for a man, but they ain't none out here. And LA is whack, and I'm just having nothing but fear. This is whack as fuck. No, this is terrible. Hold on. Okay, let me try it again. This is terrible. Okay, let me see what he's saying.
Come on, Ro, just go spin over it.
Okay, let me go. Okay, here we go. I'm satisfying. I got the satisfying camel toe. I'm satisfying. Bree got the titties though. I'm satisfying. I'm doing it big up in LA and I'm doing it big in downtown. So, it's Tariq. He's 19 on the billboards. He's on fleek. Yeah, we doing it. We satisfying it and I'm passing the baton.
Let's do it, Bree.
I'm not gonna rap, guys. Come I don't on, know why it. They keep asking me. I'm not gonna
spit something. You gotta spit something, Bree.
I'm gonna spit.
Go ahead. Here we go. Go.
I'm gonna spit.
Go.
We got this mink slide up in here. I'm sitting right here with Layla. We on the and we something in the middle. I can't rap.
I like, stop it. My flow really whack today, y'all. I didn't like. Yeah, my flow's whack today. Sorry, guys. All I can think is Breeze titties and camel toes.
That is so weird. Terrible. Y'all are some fucking weirdos. This is why everybody talks about my. I'm gonna get a breast reduction on y'all ass.
Lord, yeah, because when we put the reality show thing up, niggas was just talking about Breeze. Like y'all ain't never seen the shit before. Like, oh damn, Breeze.
Every woman has them.
I know.
No, they don't.
Man. Well, wait till y'all see the damn coffee table book. Shit.
Oh, God.
Because that's coming out in a couple of days.
Yo, we just coming out with shit.
I know.
Back to back.
Y'all get to see a whole different side of Bree and Layla.
Oh, yes.
You understand?
Yes. Yeah. Of this one.
Brace yourself.
They said, y'all, whack slide. Ain't that a bitch?
You know what? I agree. My shit was not on point today. Normally, my flow's a little better, but it's hot as fuck.
Man.
Sorry, guys.
So, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Oh, my God. Okay, so, Tariq, I need your opinion. Bree, yep. I need your opinion, too. Butter biscuit or not butter biscuit? Okay? look at Bree. Okay, so did you hear about what Monique said about Roseanne?
Yeah.
Barr.
Hey, my loves.
She was like, hey, babe.
That's my sister
she said,
in comedy.
Yes. Yeah. She said, Roseanne Barr, everybody, is her sister in comedy, and people need to stop coming at her. And the reason being is because she said when she had the Monique show, it was a lot of higher-up black actors that she wanted on her show, and their white managers was like, no, you're not going on that show. It's too black. And they did not go. She said, but when she called Roseanne came right to her show with no problem or nothing. And she says she's tired of everybody because somebody says one little wrong thing that they take it out of context and blah, 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 this and blah, that. And she said that is her sister in comedy. Boom.
And I like Monique. I know Monique. I worked with Monique before, but I definitely disagree with that because, mm-hmm. you know, Roseanne is on that racial shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to learn how to be on code when it comes to these people doing their little racial bullshit. Black folks got to get off this thing where we're loyal hound dogs. We ain't got to be loyal to them because they throw us a bone. Right. You understand? We got to learn how to still be on code. Even if we're cool with certain people in the dominant society, when it's time to be on code, let's get on code and just say, well, no comment. If that's my buddy, right. No comment. For example, like Bill Cosby, he had a lot of white friends. How many of his white friends stood up for him? Very few of them stood up for him. They kept their mouths closed because they were going to remain on that white supremacist code. They understood what the game was. We have to understand that. We got to stop being on this. Well, 15 years ago, they gave me a sandwich and I owed him. No.
Right.
No. You got to let people hold their own nuts. When they do some shit they ain't supposed to do, you let them hang like that because they'll use black folks to validate them. Just like with Steve Harvey and Paula Deen. Remember Paula Deen said all that slick shit?
Right.
And then they brought Steve Harvey. Well, is she okay to me? And we got to get off that bullshit, because we validate these people and then we enable that type of behavior to continue happening. You dig? So
what do you think, Bree?
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I think because it was more of a personal thing, and I think that's what people get caught up between because Roseanne probably did something personal for her.
Right.
That's not the rest of us, though. We're
talking, you know, business. I mean? This is a business thing when it comes to being on code.
Right.
This is a group thing. Our group against their group. So we can't be on some kumbaya thing.
I swear I want Monique to come up here. We've been saying that. I wish she
Monique, you got to come to the show, dear.
I want to hear, because she does. I want to really hear.
Well, understand this, Layla, baby. First of all, baby, I love your braids. And you know. You know, Monique, come on through.
I want to hear her side.
Sydney, bring Monique through.
So she could tell.
Yes, indeed. Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
More black excellence. Miss Octavia Spencer just got her own Netflix series about the hair care mogul, Madam C.J. Walker.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Woo!
That's going to be interesting.
8-episode series, and it's through her. The story will be based on her great-great-granddaughter, Alayla Bundles.
Alayla Bundles, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
That's going to be interesting.
That is.
That's
going to
be, you know, go ahead. You know, a lot of people think that Madam C.J. Walker was the first self-made black millionaire, female millionaire.
Yeah, that's what I've been taught.
Yeah, that's what but that's not true. It's another lady. Sister named Hannah Elias. Around the same time as Madam C.J. Walker, but Hannah Elias, she was a black socialite, and she would get money from like rich white dudes.
And they was calling it socialite.
Okay. But she wasn't hoeing. That's the thing. Yeah, because they couldn't call a hoe. She wasn't running a hoe house. She was just spitting game on their ass.
Word.
And getting money. This, they don't like talking about this, but this was big in the press because there were like white millionaires breaking this sister off. And they were trying to, the families were trying to sue her, trying to get that money back. Like, this bitch is doing voodoo on people. They were like, they literally said she's a voodoo priestess. They're like, she's putting spells on us. This was like a huge court case in New York. She had like a big mansion in New York. And you Google that, Hannah Elias.
Wow.
Hannah Elias. But they like to be real quiet about that. They don't like to see when black folks are kind of hustling their way into something. And I take my hat off to that.
Madam C.J. Walker hustled.
Yes,
too.
She did. Right. Madam C.J. Right. Walker was the shit.
Yeah.
Yes, she was. I saw some people saying, well, we shouldn't praise Madam C.J. Walker because she taught black women how to fry their hair and all that old shit. Dude. We can't say that. Yeah. I mean, I would rather a black person make the money than shit all the Asian
somebody
community.
Else
and all, somebody's gonna make that damn money.
And then it's with time, you know. It was the times.
Yeah.
And the different styles and different, you know, shit just repeats itself.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
The perm business kind of went out of style a little bit, right?
The what?
The perm business.
Relaxing.
Really?
Has it?
Who relaxes their hair? I've never did mine.
Women don't relax. I don't know what the fuck y'all
mostly
be doing.
mostly women that have shorter hair will relax it.
Oh,
but some of them, the stylists have gotten so good that they don't need relaxer to have their hair shortened anymore. So it's a few that still relax their
especially
hair, but a lot
in LA,
of people don't.
How's Chicago? Because I know like here, when I moved to Atlanta and I told people I didn't use relaxer, they was tripping like, what? But we don't have humidity.
Oh.
So a lot of LA girls, legit, we just press our hair.
No, I did not know this. This is some shit I'm learning about. I didn't know.
Yeah, so. Chicago, they just dealing with it because all my friends are like, they were so mad. It was so humid when I was there. Everybody was so mad. Like, oh, my hair is shit. As soon as I get it done and go outside, it's a wrap. But they are okay with that.
Yeah.
So basically, it's all about lace fronts, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wigs and braids.
Oh, okay.
And nobody's even
frying their hair like that
no
more. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the chat room says, I still get relaxes. You probably still got a Just For Me perm.
That's what I'm saying. Some people still, you know, live by them because some people have healthy hair with relaxers. Mm. Or, you know, if it's taken care of correctly, it can be healthy. But a lot of people is just like against it.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Have you ever had a perm back in the day?
Hell yeah.
Tariq.
Oh. Yeah,
hell. Yes, yeah.
We're talking about Tariq.
Hell yeah.
I did. I had the perm, Jerry curl. I had Jerry curl mixed with perm. It was curly here, perm here. Nigga, I had all
of
the 80s.
Swear, I believe you.
Dude,
I swear.
In the 80s, my hair was a motherfucker, nigga.
Oh,
I would
flip
my hair back and forth like
see
Willow
him with
Smith.
His, with his bedroom eyes on the pictures. Like,
hell
with
yeah.
His hair all whipped up.
Wait, do you have any evidence of this?
I do. I got to find some pictures.
Please,
I'm going to find some of my perm bitches.
I was whipping my hair.
Please, let me get my whole life on the pictures.
My God.
Woo,
man,
there
he is. I had like some blonde streaks in that motherfucker, too. Like in the late 80s when that was hot. Boy, I had some. I had some blonde highlights.
You better
and a
not.
Ponytail.
Like my shit?
Yeah. Oh, not platinum blonde. My shit was honey blonde. Lord. And killing the game. God damn it.
You was getting hoes like that?
Nigga, boy, the hoes was cooperating with a nigga. I had all the skeezers back then.
Skeezers?
Man.
What? Can you use an Otis?
I swear, bro.
I heard skeezers.
That's what we used to call them
he
when I had my perm.
Out the bag.
I was the skeezer pleaser, god damn it.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
I'm going to post some of my old school pictures on the gram.
I
got
to find. Please send me one first so I can post it and put Skeezer please on.
Yes. So, Layla, what else is happening out here in these streets?
Oh, my God. Guess who is the new face? They just got a $1 million deal with Fashion Nova. You guys are not going to believe this.
Fashion Nova got that kind of money?
Yes. Oh, apparently, damn. They do. Uh-huh.
But who's that? Yeah,
rapper The Game.
Really?
Yes. What? I thought it was going to
damn.
Yes, because they came out with a men's Fashion Nova line.
But still, The Game.
Yes. Damn. And at first, he was so against it. He was like, I don't care how much money they're going to give me, blah, blah, blah.
And they cut the check, and he was like,
yeah, well, basically they said, well, let us come. Let us put some looks together for you to see if you like them. And he said, that shit is dope.
How much money? They gave him some money.
They gave him $1 million.
Well, shit, they gave me $1 million. Y'all might see me in some skinny jeans with polka dots, and I get my perm back. I'll be sitting on that.
No, so that's what I'm saying. Fashion Nova came with $1 million. Tariq, come on now.
I just gamed. His build is like, I don't see Fashion Nova for the
game. I know.
But
that's
honestly,
so
what he had on was kind of dope. It's like a little hoodie. It looked kind of fly. Like,
where is the pictures, Layla?
Okay, so I see one little picture. Hold on. I gotta see this
because The Game is a damn thug.
Let me see if I can find that one picture.
See him with a blouse from Fashion Nova.
Because a lot of the women be wearing it. It looks cute on the ladies.
Yeah,
that shit is cheap, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard.
It's hella cheap for women.
But that's
why
my phone, I'm trying to get some internet. But when I find it, I'll show y'all.
Okay. All right, let's get into something else. Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
Do y'all know who Queen Naja is?
I keep seeing her on the charts. Like, when I'm looking at the R&B charts, she's a few notches above me in certain categories.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like on Google Play, I'm like number 5 and she's number 2, something like that. So she's
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
number 2?
Yeah, let's look at Google Play real quick. But yeah, she's selling like a motherfucker, whoever she is. Who is she?
So I feel like she's a YouTuber. I don't know. She got on through Instagram and YouTube.
What is she? Because I know singer?
She's a singer. Okay. She's on
them. She can sing her ass off. Like, you can't discredit this girl. She got the pipes. Mm.
Yeah, she's on a major label. Yeah, she got signed, I think, to Sony or something like
and
that.
She got a single out right now called what? Let me look at her. Minding something.
Where's R&B charts? God damn it! Come on, where y'all at R&B? There we go. Let me see. Yeah, I keep seeing her. I'm like, who the fuck is Queen Naja? Okay, yeah, she's number 2. Let's Drake is number 1 on the R&B soul charts.
She's number 2. What's the name of her single, though?
I don't know the single. She's number 2. Drake's number 1. I'm number 5. We're number
That's
5 down
crazy.
Here.
You up there with her.
We're up here with the heavyweights.
So no I brought game. Her up because she had a, not a meet and greet, but like an event in New York. And these people went crazy.
Word?
They went, it was like pandemonium.
Really?
And I'm like, how do all of these people even know her? But this is an attest to YouTube and the power of social media.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But
her single is Butterflies, right?
No.
There's a couple of them. Bad Boy Butterflies. She got 2 singles on the charts right now.
Yes.
Bad Boy Butterflies.
How was you something if you
So
do
that's
the
how she got
do?
Found it on YouTube? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
But what was she just sing like
cover
songs or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know how they do on YouTube and Instagram? But so anyway.
Yeah.
You know, now she's in this type of light. Somebody found some tweets of her saying, talking shit about black girls.
Oh, shit.
And she ran to the excuse of being bullied. Oh, I was bullied when I was younger and I would only be bullied by black girls. And she was like, the way I would get back at them was to call them nappy headed and tell them that they were. She's literally trying to apologize, but not apologizing. She's like
making excuses.
Yeah, she's
just apologize, bitch.
I know what you're talking about.
What's her nationality, though?
I saw where she was talking that shit. Let me see if I can pull that up.
What's her nationality, though?
Where is she?
She kind of looks
probably Dominican or something.
She almost looks like a light-skinned black girl, real talk.
Yeah, that's what exactly. Ain't that what she is?
No, she's not a light-skinned black girl. She's something
because
else.
When you said she was talking about black girls, I'm like, ain't she black? I thought no. She was. But she may be Filipino. She kind of looks Filipino, but she actually kind of looks like light-skinned black.
But she's from New York, so.
Okay, oh, she could be, Dominican, Puerto Rican. Probably Dominican, yeah. Which is the same thing as a Negro. Which is the same thing as a Negro. Right. It's like, same thing. I don't know. People just
but yeah, she was nigga explaining hard.
Oh
as
damn, you I wonder that's gonna mess up her image.
It
right
is,
now.
It really is. And I saw the video she's dressed
she,
with.
She was nigga explaining real hard.
Light skinned people. Where's that video? I saw it. She was with a dude, and she was talking real greasy about sisters. One of these
really?
Black, yeah.
Like she's not black.
Yeah, she's a light skinned. Whatever she is, she's a light skinned black chick. You
she
know,
definitely
but,
got a piece of African in there. Though.
Let me see. I hope it's. I hate pulling up videos.
And then ads pop up.
Not the ads. It's some dumb motherfucker talking.
I hate that
oh,
too.
Oh, I hate. It's the bait click and bait and switch shit. You trying to watch her and then somebody talking.
Oh, right.
And I think it is.
Is this a bait click?
Hold on. Let me find the tweet. Yeah, with somebody see. Explaining what it is instead of the. Okay, that's what it is. Oh, fuck.
Somebody
I hate
explaining.
That.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. My Queen Nadja had made some comments. I was like, hey, shut the fuck up, man. Damn.
Bait clicking.
So okay. Her, she never really apologized. She just said, like, I shouldn't have said it on camera.
Oh, wow.
That's what,
wow.
That's
wow.
What
she's
said.
Making it worse. Just wow. Take one for the team. Camera.
But you know what? What I think, I don't think this is going to do anything to her image.
Really?
You don't think
no,
so?
Not at all. Because a lot of black people don't even know about her anyway. Like, you ask.
Oh, her audience is more white.
I wouldn't say white, but she has a broader audience because of YouTube. You know, and everybody can tap into YouTube. So I don't think it's going to do nothing to her image. I think it's going to get swept under the rug at some point in the near month or so. And she's going to keep climbing.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Man. It's kind of hasty right now.
Wait, let me see. Where in the fuck is this shit?
What? Oh,
my God. I heard it the other day. I didn't know it was her. Okay, hold on. Let me
it's
see.
It's still bait clicking.
Hold on, let me see what she's
oh,
talking.
Is that her?
Is this her?
The disclaimer out there. I don't do drama. I don't like drama. I don't like offending nobody. I've never messed with anybody. I never try to just really say anything to intentionally hurt somebody's feelings or offend anybody. So today I'm doing a video in my defense because I know what I meant and I know what I said. So here's the.
This is nigga explaining. So yeah, I can already hear there's gonna be some nigga explaining. So I ain't wanna look.
She like right.
She looks so black to me.
Yeah, she's
though.
A light skin, but whatever
she
the fuck she thinks.
Hit me in my eye, and I called her ass a nigga. Like,
oh,
you know, that's
Lord,
all. That's all I was going.
Lord,
I mean.
Lord.
So that's how you really feel though, because when you exactly. In a fight, that's how you really feel. You start saying real shit that you feel.
But understand, her audience, just like Cardi B. Cardi B's audience is young black girls. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. White people don't really fuck with Cardi B like that. But you know, these women, their audiences, it's young black girls who really get them hot like that, and then. You know, you come out with videos and you see them talking greasy like that. It's real interesting. Now, she says somebody says she claims she's black, which she is. She's just a light-skinned black chick.
So why would you?
I don't think she's a light-skinned black chick.
If
she's Dominican, then, I mean.
Yeah, but they light-skinned Negroes.
Yeah, exactly.
Chat room, somebody says she's black and Arab. Chat room, what is she?
Black and Arab?
Say she's passing for black? Let me talk to the chat room. Is she Dominican? What is she? Because, a lot of those Dominicans, they be jet black and they think they're something else.
I don't know why.
Do y'all watch 90 Day Fiancé?
No, that's your, he does.
Y'all don't. Y'all still don't
no.
Watch that?
No, I do. I catch it every now and then because it is really good.
Yeah, it's real good. It's one.
What day does it come on? Like, what? I can just find
Saturday,
it on
Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, I'll find it.
And, there's one dude on there named Pedro.
Oh, I know Pedro.
Yeah, he got into a fight with his chick's family and shit, and he's like, he don't like them niggas at all. your family, I'm gone.
Oh, they're black and he's
Spanish? They're black and,
he looked like us.
Yeah, but he don't like their ass at all.
Not at all.
But somebody said she's black and Arab. She's black. She's a black chick.
Oh,
so,
my God.
But that's interesting.
She was still a nigga when she was a nigga.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So, anyway, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Man, when I read this story, y'all, I went on the floor dying. Okay, so a Spirit Airlines flight.
Oh. Well, what happened?
A Spirit Airlines flight, they had to do an emergency landing because it was something that was stinking really bad. And come to find out, it was dirty socks, and it says it was some stanky dirty socks, and it says it was giving passengers chest pains and burning throats.
Damn.
The flight was carrying 220 people. Oh shit. The flight was the flight was carrying 220 people, and it was on its way to New York to Fort Lauderdale when an odor developed in a section of the aircraft. The smell of the dirty feet was so bad, the passengers started getting sick mid-flight, and others were worried this was hazardous.
Throwing sick,
like throwing up. They had to land. Spirit.
What do your feet smell somebody, like that? Somebody took their shoes off.
Had to.
God damn.
Yes, and they had to land a whole plane.
God damn.
People were throwing up. Oh, and no, kick this. People had to go to the hospital.
God,
I swear.
Somebody must have had a fungus on their foot or something.
Yes.
But keep man. Your damn shoes on.
I know. I know.
And you was trying to put us on a Spirit flight at first. You sure was. And we was hell no.
I would definitely throw up.
I'm never going on there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We always talk about, I don't mean to bash Spirit, but I'm sorry, not sorry.
I don't do really Spirit, JetBlue, or Southwest.
Yeah.
You did. But yeah, that's gross. That's disgusting as hell.
I was dying when they said people was throwing up and it was a hazard. I was like, yikes.
Oh, my God.
That's so.
Man.
That's terrible.
Layla, I mean, Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
So, do you guys know who Rich the Kid is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one who got beat up and robbed, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Rich the Kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got beat up.
Just recently?
Yeah. Yes, the home invasion with the girl.
With that girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get these kids mixed up.
I know so many of these new niggas.
Yeah. So, Rich the Kid. Yeah. I know. Kids mixed up.
Rich and somebody's kid. Yeah. I don't know.
So,
sound like Tariq. Oh, that's what I'm like, you. What the fuck?
I know, right? I kind of show my age.
Rich the Killer. What's his album? Rich the Niger.
Rich
him
the
and that girl, Rich the Niger.
Okay. So, Rich the
Kid. Snorting. Grunting and snorting.
Okay. Rich the Kid. He recently cleared his entire Instagram page except for one post, and it said RIP Rich the Kid 1992 to 2018, right?
Mm. Oh.
Thank you to all my fans and family for everything. That's it. That's on his page.
What?
So Little Duval took to his Instagram or to his Twitter to say, trying to die is in style now. That's the new wave. You ain't popping if death ain't around the corner.
Lord.
So and then he went on a rant about like not having sympathy for people with mental problems or that are like depression when it's people that are like dealing with real ass illnesses like cancer and AIDS and like shit that you can't get rid of or do anything about. So I don't have sympathy for you guys that's walking around talking about y'all depressed. Deal with your shit like everybody else and move on with your
life. That's what Little Duval was saying?
Yeah, he said he went on this total rant, long ass rant, and got some, you know, people were clapping back about it. But it's like, that's his opinion, and I really want to hear y'all's.
You know what? We got a lot of these young dudes out here on Molly's and Percocets and Lean. Y'all niggas stop drinking all that bullshit. Stop popping these fucking pills, because that's what's fucking with these dudes. They're getting all these dirty little narcotics, these little cheap narcotics.
Yep.
They'll get high quick, and then when they come down, you're fucked up and depressed and suicidal. Mm-hmm. Cut that shit out. Suck it up. Man up. He's right. I agree with Duval. These niggas got to suck that shit up. Put the lean down.
That's
the problem. Get off these little bullshit ass narcotics and suck it up. These little skinny jean wearing niggas are doing the most.
Mm-hmm. And Bunk did too.
Yeah,
you know,
didn't he shoot himself? No. Somebody said he shot himself. And
just recently?
Yeah.
I don't know. No news.
Yeah,
I saw him online. He was crying and then he was smoking like right after.
Yeah.
Like smoking like, y'all don't understand this life. You know, when you a celebrity, you have to live two lives. I have my regular life. Then I got to be a celebrity. It's hard. It's tough on us. Sorry. And I do. Celebrities do have a hard time.
That's what you signed up for, though.
But yeah,
that's what you signed up for.
I wonder, do people
realize,
though? There's
a price for everything. There's a price. Like, ain't nothing free.
Yeah.
My homeboy used to tell me, free comes with a dick up your ass. That is what it is. Ain't nothing in life free. So you gotta. I'm telling you. So if you want to be, all y'all want to be famous, good luck with it.
Absolutely.
You gotta be a real person.
I don't know if I want to do this shit. Everybody depressed and ready to jump off a damn bridge.
Everybody is so depressed nowadays.
Man.
Everybody is so freaking depressed. People that you wouldn't even think is depressed.
Depressed. Yeah, people are trying all these damn drugs. That's the shit.
Drugs and then the state of black people in America.
Right. And because it's like a circular thing. They use the drugs to cope with that and it makes it worse.
It is depressing, but damn, it is depressing.
That's why you gotta focus on what the problem is. That's why I'm always talking about white supremacy. The problems all stem from systematic racism.
Yep,
you dig? And that creates a whole umbrella of other problems. So focus on the real problem and not be depressed about the symptoms of it. Man, so Layla, what else is happening out here?
Speaking of rants and gosh, there's so many rants going on. Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah, Lord. What?
He's another.
This is another one.
What is going on?
Didn't he say he's going to give away all his money?
Yeah, he was cash apping, folks.
He was actually doing it?
He was doing it.
$500 at a time, yes. Sometimes more.
He posted it on his Instagram. You can see he actually was cash apping folks, telling that he owes his fans because he put them through a lot. And he just went on a rant like, fuck everybody. Just went on a total random rant.
Man.
I don't understand it.
And you think it's random, or you don't think he's like really, really dealing with something?
No, I think he's really, really dealing with something.
And just don't know how to.
And really, really on something.
Yeah.
He's on something.
I don't think he's on something.
I think he's on something. I think it's prescription. I don't know why I have this prescription. I'm getting
it. Might be something going on with him. It might be. Because, you know, if you remember, I think somebody tried to molest Bow Wow a long time ago. Do y'all in the chat room, do y'all remember that?
I remember that.
That was a story that they kind of buried, but it was like a limo driver, somebody.
A limo driver?
Something. It was something.
A guy?
I think it was a dude. Yeah.
Most of the time, it do be guys. You in the industry.
As an adult?
No, when he was a kid. I'm talking about when he was a kid. You know, he's been in the spotlight for a long time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so somebody, I think, from what I remember hearing that a long time ago when he was a kid.
That's so sick.
Yeah, yeah. So that fucks with people for a long time.
But it's like he'll have good moments or good weeks or a good month, and then he'll just fall out the sky and just like, I'm ready to die. I don't want to do this shit. Like,
yeah.
Somebody said bodyguard, not limo driver, bodyguard. Okay.
Allegedly. He said he's ready to give it all up. He wants to give away all his money and go work at GameStop.
Okay, I don't know what that means. We do at GameStop.
I mean, just anything to get as far away from the spotlight as possible.
Man.
But that just tell you, like,
how bad it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've heard some really crazy stories from people that are in the industry.
Man.
I ain't going to lie.
That's ditto.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, because to get in the doors with the people, the gatekeepers, you got to do shit to get into their system. That's why I always try to teach people, especially black people, do things outside of them. Mm-hmm. Look, I got 5 best-selling movies that outsold documentaries that were put out by major studios. Mm-hmm. I got an independent record out right now that's on the damn charts, 100% independent. We can do stuff on our own without going up sucking these people's balls to get our foot in the door. We just got to know how to connect with our people. We got to know how to connect with the audience. The thing is, a lot of black folks, we want to run away from other black folks. Mm-hmm. We want to be like that Niger chick. You understand? We'll use niggas just enough to get to that next level. And then it's like, bye, niggas. You know, so we got to get off that.
I'm not black, I'm OG.
Yeah, right. I'm not black, I'm mixed. Yeah. I'm not black, I'm Dominican. I'm not black, I'm
OJ
Creole. I'm OJ, yeah. exactly. So, yeah, we got to get off that bullshit. Bree, what else is happening out here?
Oh, wait, we not taking callers today?
Oh, we'll take one in a minute. We'll take one. We still got a little time.
Okay.
We'll just let Layla
be like, I want to talk to you.
Because the people be so entertaining.
Yeah, they are. But okay, did you guys... The Trayvon Martin story came out.
I didn't want to watch it. I deliberately didn't want to watch it, but I caught like the last like 30 minutes, and it was actually very good. It's very interesting. I didn't want to watch it because I don't want us to be watching a long ass funeral, because that's really what it amounts to. My thing is, I want to watch Zimmerman get popped. I want to see some justice with his ass. That's what I want to watch.
And I feel, did they tell, oh, so you said you didn't see nothing but the end. I feel like the way people were responding, that they told a good part of Zimmerman and what he had to do with this whole situation happening.
Yeah.
I feel like the story covered it, because everybody was like, oh, I will shoot his ass myself and take the consequences, whatever.
You
know?
Yeah.
I can't bring myself to watch that.
Yeah, because I'm like, my thing, I'm watching that, I'm like, why the fuck is Zimmerman walking around?
Right.
That's just going to be my question through the whole thing. You know, all the crying and all the begging and all the flailing and wailing and all that old stuff. That motherfucker's right there. He's right there. You know?
Right there.
You dig? Because if that happened on a reverse, if a black person got away with killing somebody white, especially a kid.
Some random ass white person would have got their
They
ass.
Get their ass. Mm-hmm. Quickly.
Day.
You dig?
Quickly.
Who the hell truck is this?
Yeah, who is that?
Oh. Oh, we got one. Who's this? Some big ass Mercedes truck. Who the hell is this? Hold on, y'all. Wait a minute. There's a big Mercedes truck.
Fatima, who that? Could you see?
Is that Fatima Sugar Daddy pulling up?
Fatima. That is
it's
your
a chick.
Oh, it's a girl?
It's a girl?
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Who the hell is that? Is that Holly
Berry?
I feel
Berry? Like she might just be in the wrong
Jada Pinkett Mama.
I know. Shit.
Yes, girl.
Come on through.
You said, come on. There you go. He gets so excited about Jada Pinkett Mama. I swear to God, if I run into that lady.
Man, I got to have her on the show.
Got to have you on the show.
Let me try to get a call in a minute. Let me see what's going on here. I'm putting the phone lines up real quick, family. 818-850-5404. That's 818-850-5404. Let's see who we go.
Oh, no, she went that way.
What the hell? Okay, that's like a, look like a middle-aged Asian lady. Okay, oh. I don't know.
You're not interested no more.
Like, oh. Here we go now. All right, what's up? Who's calling?
King Flex, what it do, man? It's Diesel out of Memphis.
Diesel out of Memphis. How you doing, fam?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Layla, Bree, how y'all doing?
Hey. What's up, Diesel?
Man, Flex, I need a good game. Man, just information. You know, I just took a trip recently to Las Vegas with my lady.
Okay.
You know, and my lady... You know, man, she gained weight. You
oh,
know,
shit.
Looking at just the chicks that travel internationally and how these chicks look, feel like I'm really missing out. You know, and I addressed her weight problem about her to her. Now, is it wrong if I leave her because she's not getting herself together? And plus, I got my money right, and I'm looking like, man, I could have one of these times. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is, if you leave her and get another one, guess what? The other one's going to get big, too. All of them gonna get big. You just gonna get one biggie for another one, dude. You gonna go for biggie, the big pond, the
she
heavy D.
Big.
I know, but still, they gonna eventually get big. I mean, that's just gonna happen. Ain't no running away from that. And a lot of times when people get in relationships, they kind of get comfortable, they get relaxed. And a lot of times when people get in, they get relaxed, they're going to start, you know, packing on a few pounds. That's inevitable, brother. That's just unless you got a fitness chick who's just known for just being 100% thorough with the fitness thing. But that's going to happen.
Right.
You dig? So
one last.
Go ahead,
one
brother.
Last question, Flex. Congratulations on the tremendous success you have as an independent, just with all your outlets.
Man,
and so I wanted to ask you, man, you had great success independently, but you're not getting mainstream recognition. So do those people, like they get mainstream recognition, do they have to be initiated by the dominant society in these, you know, ritualistic type of ways?
No. A lot of folks be thinking, if I get a record deal, I got to get an Illuminati. No. Because let me tell you something, those secret societies, they don't let you in. They don't let black folks in them shits at all. Those big time secret societies, some white folks they don't even let in. But to be in some of those, that's big money shit right there. So that's, you know, black people are way down here. That's, you're not even on that level. You don't have to do that. But what they do, they like to make sure you're a coon though. When they want to do business with you, they want to make sure that you're not going to speak out against some shit where you're going to try to empower other black folks. Yeah, so you got to be real covert with the way you do it. They want to make sure you're a coon. They want to flash nigga trinkets around you to see how you act. You understand? Because look, I've been around like major studios and all this old stuff. And the first thing they do is start talking about cars and bitches. They start talking about, we're going to have you with this girl right here. We're going to, how you like the new Lexus? How you like the new, they're going to start talking that just to kind of fill you out. And if your eyes start bucking, they're like, oh, we got us one. But if you're like, well, let's talk about some other business, then they'll start kind of backing off a little bit. So you got to be covert. You just got to know how to be covert. God damn, these sounds are killing me over here. But don't leave your lady and don't be a coon. All right,
you must love her though. You don't love her, huh?
Because if you love somebody,
you don't care how big they get. You love them.
Exactly.
Well, nah, that's not true. That's not true because, you know, like she's a slim chick. Well, she has a slim frame, but. Like all her weight may go into her gut, and you know, this becoming a problem. You know, a sexual attractive problem.
I can see sexual attraction, and that I get, but you don't still love her. Like you cannot be sexually attracted to somebody and still love them. You get what I'm saying?
So right. I feel like
I feel like it's a bad idea. I think you guys should go to the gym together. Unless you really don't love her in your heart, then you
Yeah, because that, her belly ain't going to make you stop loving her, nigga.
Right. It's,
I mean, what's going on? Some other shit going on there and just that
you
belly. That's
said.
An excuse.
He said, I got my bag up and all these girls out here looking good.
That's what it is, brother. That's what it is, brother. You got your money up now. Yeah. How old are you now, brother?
I'm 26. I'm about to turn 27 in September.
Oh, you young.
How long have y'all been together?
We've been together for like 5 years.
Okay.
I'm just now being able to gross around about 30 a month.
Exactly.
You know?
See, the thing is, when you got with her, you were basically getting in college or just in the middle of college in that age range. So a lot of times when dudes are around 20, 21, your money ain't right as a man. Your money ain't right.
Right.
Unless you out here trapping and some shit. But your money ain't right, and you kind of building
it
up.
I actually was in jail.
Oh, damn.
I actually was in jail.
Exactly. So now
she held you down?
Yeah.
Did she hold you down while you were in jail?
Well, I met her when I got out.
Okay.
And when I got out, you know, she was a slim thing, and, you know, we got it in, and she was cool. And, you know, over the years, you know, the weight kind of packed on. And now, you know, she's not. And Flex, you know, back in the day, Flex, you did say, you know, if you overweight, you know, you'll kick about. So I was wondering, you know what I'm saying?
That's the motherfucker you just met. I ain't talking about somebody you've been with too long. But now, when if she's like, you know, looking like one of those 600-pound life motherfuckers sitting in the house eating barbecue chicken in the bed and shit with booty scabs, that's something different.
Like,
but you're just talking about she's slim with a little belly.
Yeah, she like 5'9", but and 185 now, but her weight went to her belly, though. It didn't proportion out. Like, it didn't go to the thighs and legs with it. You know, it kind of all went to her stomach like she pregnant or something.
Ooh, man, wow. man. You need to get in the gym with her. Don't look. What you want to do? You want to go out there and test the waters and get you a couple other breezes, and you just kind of it ain't nothing out there,
man,
dude. It ain't everywhere.
When I went to the Caesar Palace, man, I'm gonna be honest. It was walking around fine, man.
But you looking with the wrong head, honey.
And nigga, let me tell you something. They out there selling pussy up in them casinos, nigga. They looking good like a motherfucker, but unless you got some pimp bones in your body, you don't want to fuck with them.
Right.
You understand? So you don't even trip on that. Don't even the ones who walk around Vegas looking good, they might have on girdles. They take that girdle off.
Yes!
You dig?
Yes!
And that belly flop down to their fucking knees. You dig? Now, are you in shape, brother? You in shape? What's the deal?
Yeah. I'm a 5'9", 235.
What's your Instagram?
I'm at 18% body fat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
okay.
But
you've been
in jail.
Yeah, my nigga, he's been doing the prison workouts.
But
he knows
his body fat. That means he works out and take care of his body.
Exactly.
Drag her ass to the gym with you.
Yeah. Make her go to the gym.
Or y'all go for some walks.
But see, that's the thing. That was what I'm saying. Like, I've been patient. I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to be patient with you. You know, we're going to get a good eating regimen. But she won't change her diet. And she won't do it. It's like, she won't do it. Like,
yesterday she
ate some goddamn Captain D's with macaroni and cheese and fries.
Nigga,
you
got me.
And I'm like,
you got me once.
I said, I'm going to leave your ass. Because you think I'm playing.
Yeah. Wait, you know,
them Captain D's hush puppies are a motherfucker, though.
They're irresistible.
Them shit's as good as hell. Yeah, so I feel her on that. For those who don't know, Captain D's.
You can look me up, Bree. You can look me up. You know, I ain't got no.
Well, Instagram, Bree.
You can look up my
book. Campaigning for Bree. Okay.
Hold on, let's see what's your Instagram.
You can look up. I don't have an Instagram, but you can look up my mugshot. You know what I'm saying? I give out my name.
What's your mugshot? I gotta see this my damn self. Hold on.
I'm finna tell you, Reginald, Reginald.
Hold on.
Worthy, W O.
Hold on. Reginald Worthy?
Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee mugshot. It'll pop up.
Well, look at that.
Memphis. You see, hold on. Memphis.
You ain't typing fast enough.
I know. Hold on. Mugshot. Hold on. Let me see what my man, Reginald. Mr. Forgot. Reginald Worthy. I don't see mugshot. Reginald Worthy. Okay.
Is that him?
Memphis, Tennessee mugshot.
You see, which one is it?
It's a
common name, Reginald. Reginald Worthy. And it's one
W-O-R-T-H-Y.
What is it?
W-O-R-T-H-Y,
Memphis mugshot. There's a bunch of Reginalds.
Yes, a bunch of guys that popped up.
Yeah, a bunch of niggas popped up. One nigga looked like a crackhead.
Yeah, hopefully that's not true.
Nah. I'm the light-skinned dude. You kind of see my neck tattoos a little bit.
Oh, let's see.
Marshall, Texas.
With the,
There's a light skinned one right there.
Which yeah. one? God damn.
God.
Damn, there's a lot of mugshots.
They got Gary Coleman mugshot. Why is Gary Coleman mugshot up here? What the fuck? Were you in jail with Gary Coleman, brother?
Nah, Gary Coleman went in there.
Okay, okay. I can't.
He went in there.
It's so many.
There's so many damn Reginald Worthies in Memphis. Hold on. They got Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, god damn. They got a random. Why they got all these people? That's mad fucking random, bro. I got everybody's mugshot. Okay, I don't know why yours is not coming up, Reginald
Damn,
Worthy.
And he not on Instagram.
I know. Yeah. Why you not
what,
on Instagram?
Reggie, what were you
it's
in?
It's probably good he not on Instagram.
What were you
he
in jail for?
Left her ass.
What were you in jail for, Reggie?
Huh?
What were you in jail
for? You know, to be honest with you, I went twice. You know, the first time was my fault. You know, it was like an aggravated robbery.
Okay.
And then the second time wasn't my fault. It was a domestic charge I got, but I got that because I was actually protecting my mom's. You know, my cousin had jumped on my mom's, and I jumped on him.
Okay.
And then he called the police on me. But, oh, you know, I beat that. You know what I'm saying? I beat that one. You know, they got dismissed. And the first one, I got let out on good behavior, so I did like 5 years.
Damn.
You know, if any brother want to get themselves together, I make pretty good money driving trucks. I got my own truck. Man, I'm grossing, like I said, I'm hauling cars, and I'm netting around 30 a month.
Oh, that's,
you know,
what's up. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of cats get into that trucking thing,
oh, yeah.
man.
Logistics,
yeah, that's what's
money,
up.
Yeah, because you don't have to deal with the blunt of white supremacy as much. It's still out here, of course.
Right.
But you know, you're on your own, you're doing your own thing. You don't have to deal with them face to face as much. Only when you're driving something out and picking something up.
Okay, I think this is you right here. Is this you? If you, hold on.
Is that you, Reg?
Let me see. Hold on 1 second. I'm talking to you on my phone right now.
Yeah.
I won't be able to see. Is it a light skinned dude with a fade?
Let me see.
Is it? That's a Reggie Worthy
yeah.
out of Memphis.
Oh, wait, let me see the neck tattoo.
Can you see the neck tattoo?
I don't see no neck tattoo.
Yeah, look
oh,
like it. He
yeah.
look like he.
I think that's him.
That might be you. Because
yeah,
you look like, you know, you're
fade.
About 5'9".
That is a fade.
Yeah, and you were, it says arrested at 19. Were you 19 when you were in? Processing date 2011?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
him.
That's what's up, man. Well, damn, I'm glad you're getting yourself together, man. I'm glad you out. And, you know, I want you to, you know, try to work it out with your lady. You know, don't trip on that belly fat, you know.
She was there when you got out of jail.
Yeah, she
you
was
gotta
there.
You got to be loyal.
You did? Were you staying with her when you got out?
Yeah.
We actually
You did what? Uh-oh.
Damn,
shit. All
Y'all
right,
need
Reg.
To stay down and loyal.
Yeah,
man.
Stay down, brother.
But you know what? Okay, how down do you stay with somebody? If
oh wait,
you're
Reggie's
them?
Still here. Reggie, you here?
Yeah.
Oh, he's kind of
okay. Now we kind of
he could be driving the truck.
He might be in the truck right now.
Yeah.
Okay, Reg, we can barely hear you, brother. Okay, let me get off for a minute. Okay, all right, Reggie. Thank you for the call, brother.
Yeah, he's cool.
But yeah, I don't think my man should leave.
I don't think he should leave, but then how long do you stay if you telling somebody, this is something I don't like, I would like for you to change it, and they just have no regards for what you want?
They should try to change, I agree.
But, you know, it also sounds like he's just using that as a proxy because he got with her when he got out of jail. So, you know, beggars can't be choosy.
Right.
Yeah.
He needed a place to stay. He met this chick. She let him stay there, and now he's driving this truck. He's making all this money now. He got his weight up. He's like, well, shit, I got options now.
Right.
So I want to utilize.
Yeah. Why?
Guys to be doing that, they're like, their options is only as good as the much money. That's
crazy. Yeah.
That's
and they talk
crazy.
About us.
Yeah.
They talk about these hoes
they call
ain't
us,
loyal.
Right.
I'm like, yeah.
Gold diggers and we ain't loyal and all that shit, but you wait till your bag up to want to leave your
I feel like he should stay with her, but I feel like he needs to sit her down and be like, look.
Like
I'm like this is not
it.
Like this is not a joke. He needs to give her one more chance. Like this is not
one
a joke.
One more chance.
This is not a joke. So. Seriously, even if he like literally had to say, look, if you don't lose this amount of weight by this amount of time, I'm gone, and literally give her an ultimatum.
Yeah, like, because seriously. for him to be making that big of a deal on belly fat,
right?
Like she's slim, but the weight going to her stomach—that's nitpicking. You looking for a reason to be on some bullshit? You know what I'm saying?
Or she's looking like SpongeBob, and real turn off.
Yeah.
Like that shit get hectic. Like I've seen some people lose theyself.
You want to be attracted to the person? I think I still don't think he's in love with her because I can be not attracted to you and don't want to have sex with you, but I can still love you.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, but then what is a relationship? You just gonna sit there and be in love, like acting like brother and sister and shit? Like, what? If you're not attracted to this person, like, what is that relationship about?
Mm. Right.
So if you were with a dude, Bree, and y'all were together for like 5-6 years, and you know, when people get older, they look a little different, and my nigga, you know, rolls over. Looking a little pudgy after a few years. He get a big old ass and a big back. Ooh. But, you know, the same personality, still romantic, you know, take you out, go on lovely dates or whatever. But, you know, this nigga got real big ass hips. Would you still rock with him?
I would. I would make every effort to help him get back to where he was.
Right.
But if he don't want to do that, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to deal with that. No, I ain't saying I'm out. I just don't know how long I will be able to deal. Now, if I met him on some pudgy shit and I accepted him up front.
Right.
It's a different story.
I ain't talking about that. He was one way when you met him, and then later on, that nigga got big wide ass Gladys Knight hips. And now you...
I hate men with hips.
Like the guy on Sweetie Pie.
Yeah, Tim. Tim, that's a hippie nigga.
And the dude off of Girlfriends.
He had
hips. His hips did not lie. Like, I hate men with hips. That is one thing you sure say.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That is bad.
Oh, you know who else got hips?
I can't deal with it.
Kris Jenner's dude. Kardashian.
Yeah,
he got hips.
Yeah,
he had hips.
Yes. What is his name? He used to be Justin Bieber manager. Fuck, I forgot his name. But it's Kris Jenner's man.
Wow.
Her boyfriend or whatever. He got hips.
Wow. Yeah, niggas with hips.
That's a deal breaker for me. I'm sorry, guys. No hips.
So, ladies,
if a nigga had some hips, but he was balling the fuck out,
no,
you still wouldn't fuck with the
really,
hippie nigga.
Like, for real, guys only think we literally legit want money. We really, really don't. I just like goal-oriented people. I like people I can connect with and like, let's get this money together. I'm really more on that type shit.
What if he had hips and dick? He can dick you down, but this nigga, you hold no to his hips.
Your legs got to be this wide for him to get in between them because it's for his hips.
My coochie's going to be dry.
I don't like hips.
If I seen that, it's going to dry.
I barely got some damn hips. You cannot have more hips than me. That's not going to work.
I'd rather a guy to be pudgy and like a Rick Ross type of fat than hips. Rick Ross, I could do Rick Ross because he looks like you have to have a certain swag to
right,
like even
right.
Biggie.
Yeah.
Biggie
yeah.
has swag.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. A dude with hips. But a dude with hips.
Swag? Yeah. What if he's a hippie nigga? He got hips and he's mackish and suave and the whole shit.
I don't think that's going to work. Nah.
Y'all, ladies.
Nah. You could be chubby.
To the hips.
If I want hips, I'll go get me a girl.
So a nigga wear a size 52 belt is just a problem. Lord.
That's a no for me.
It's a no. They don't want no hippie niggas.
No. I'd take pudgy, but not hippie.
Pudgy, but not hippie.
Right.
And there ain't no hip surgery niggas can get. I mean, you can't get a hip reduction or no shit
because
women can get hip reduction.
Oh, you can. You
can
really?
Move a bone or something.
I feel like it'd be the bones in the dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it fat?
No, that's niggas are just built like that. Cause you see these little old niggas when they like 6 and 7. I remember going to school with big hip niggas. As a kid, big nigga riding up on a little tricycle with their hips. I'm like, nigga, you're a big hip.
I've never seen it as
they gotta
a kid.
Get like extra Pampers for this nigga, like double size for these little niggas'
good
hips.
Good day.
Yeah, you can see the little hip boys.
I've never seen it as a big hip boy as a little kid, though.
Man.
I thought that's something they grow into, but okay.
Man, yeah, you can tell when somebody's gonna be kind of funny shape when they little. You know?
Only your ass. Crazy.
Any of your
sons
got hips?
No, I got a little bit narrow boy.
Yeah, all your kids are skinny. Real skinny. That's how my son is. He's really skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Thank the Lord.
Man. Anyway, let's get up out of here, man. Layla, where can we find you?
You can find me at Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPZ. And I'm doing my show tonight.
Yes.
Miss Layla Lopez Live, you guys, on YouTube. So check me out. And you know what I'm going to be talking about, Tariq? Something what? I really wanted to ask you about today, but we kind of got pressed for time. But I wanted to, I'm going to talk about titles on relationships. Oh. Like titles, because I feel like people don't really want to have that lately.
That's going to be an interesting topic. Yeah. That's going to be cool. We're going to see. And Bree, what's going on with you? What's your Instagram and where can they find you and what's going on with you this week?
You guys can find me on Instagram at It's Bree Small, ITSBRISMALL. And I will be hustling like a Chicago chick does every day, all day. I work.
Yes. That hustle.
I work. Work out. Get this money.
Get this money.
Go to these auditions. That is the story of my life.
Absolutely. Yep. And again, you guys check out the Ism Radio Travel Show.
Yes,
New Orleans. So it's very fun. And wait till y'all see Atlanta next week.
Yes.
Y'all
like release next week?
Yes.
Now we know something.
Oh, yes, we know. Yes, it's coming out next week. We know because we had no idea. So what if like a major network is like, I want to, because people are like, oh, you guys should be on the Travel Channel. I know. You know, what would you say to that?
I would say, if they, they talking good numbers. Okay. You know what I'm saying? They talking good numbers and shit. Get the budget together and we'll hit the road again.
Let's do it.
We'll definitely
do it.
And
I'm out.
Yeah, we up out of here.
Because people was like, oh, y'all should do this. Y'all should give it. The Travel Channel would be kind of dope, though.
I had to look into that. I got to holler at some people and see what's going on. Because
they do. They have a lot of good shows, but none of them are like focused on black businesses and black communities.
So. Right. Yeah. That would be really, really dope. Yeah, because our show is bad. I'm not just trying to brag. Yeah,
we have our own lane.
I'm not trying to brag, but our shows could be like, if the shows that I see out on TV right now, I'm like, yo, our shit is killing it.
Yeah.
And I'm not even just saying it because it's us. Like, I would personally watch this shit. It's really
real
dope.
Real shit.
The quality.
Yeah, man. The quality is good. The topic is good. And it's unique. Nobody's doing what we do. Nobody's going to black businesses around the country. Nobody's doing that. And so that's our niche. So, yeah, I want to take it to another level. I'm glad people are gravitating towards it, too. Wait till y'all see Atlanta. You guys are really going to love that.
I want to know what you keep saying. Wait till y'all see Atlanta.
No, because it's fun. We had it because we did a lot of shit in Atlanta.
We did a lot of stuff.
We were there for like, what, three days. We were there for more days. We were only in New Orleans for like, what,
one day and a half.
Yeah. And we got all that done in one day and a half.
Yeah.
So we got the shit popping in Atlanta.
No sleep.com.
Yes, indeed. Bree went on a date. Oh, that.
Remember
you? Oh yeah. See, you forgot about that one.
Bree went on a date. I went on a date. You went to Chicago.
So y'all get to see a lot of good shit.
We did so much. I forgot.
So guilty now. He's like, we went on a date. I'm like, oh shit.
Y'all gonna want to tune into this. Y'all gonna be very surprised on who she went out on a date.
Oh my god.
Y'all don't want to miss this.
Yes. Anyway, y'all, man, y'all follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite, and y'all go to minkslide.com to get that album that's on Billboard right now.
Yay,
ladies and gentlemen. And you guys have a good one. We'll see you next week.
Next week.
Bye.